Weird Sounds Inside the Gold Mind.
It was a zombie jamboree, took place in a New York cemetery. It was a zombie jamboree, took place in a New York cemetery. Zombies from all parts of the island, some of them was a great Calypsonians. Although the season was carnival, they get together in Bacchanal and they're singing back to back, belly to belly, I don't give a damn. I done dead already, go back to back, belly to belly at the zombie jamboree. I hear you talking back to back, belly to belly, don't give a damn. I done dead already, go back to back, belly to belly at the zombie jamboree. One female zombie wouldn't behave. See how she jumping out of the grave. In one hand, a quarter rum. The other hand, she knocking conga drum. The lead singer start to make his rhyme. The zombies are rattling their bones in time. One bystander had this to say. It was a pleasure to see the zombie break away. And they're singing back to back, belly to belly, don't give a damn. Some dead already, oh, oh, back to back, belly to belly at the zombie jamboree. Oh. I go and talk to Bridget Bardot. I tell her, Miss Bardot, take it slow. All the men think they're Casanova when they see that she's barefoot all over. Even poor men out in Topeka find their hearts getting weaker and weaker. So I go ask her, for your sake and mine, at least wear her earrings part of the time. And I'm singing back to back, belly to belly, don't give a damn. Some dead already, oh, oh, back to back, belly to belly at the zombie jamboree. A lot of world leaders talking about war, and I'm afraid they're going too far. So it's up to us, you and me, to put an end to catastrophe. We must appeal to their goodness of heart and ask them to pitch in and please do their part. Cause if this atomic war begin, they won't even have a part to pitch in. And we'll be singing back to back, belly to belly, don't give a damn. Some dead already, oh, back to back, belly to belly at the zombie jamboree. I hear you talking back to back, belly to belly, don't give a damn. Some dead already, oh, back to back, belly to belly at the zombie jamboree.
Yeah, so that's how my father died. I mean, oh, wait a moment. Hi there. Welcome to Weird Sounds Inside the Gold Mind. I am your ghost, Mike Gold. And yes, sports fans, that's how the whole zombie fad started, with Harry Belafonte. You bet. That was his Zombie Jamboree. That song's older than almost all of you are. Hoping those of you in the northern hemisphere of this here planet are having a swell summer. I hope those of you who are in the southern hemisphere are having a swell winter. I admire you. I wish I was there. I hate hot weather. Absolutely loathe it. The folks here at GetThePointRadio.com, they tend to like summer, and they look at me like as if I have two heads. Trust me, I'm used to that. We've got so much music for you, so much kick-ass, ass-kicking rock and blues for you tonight. You're just going to walk away seeing these big, colorful bubbles before your eyeballs. And we're going to get the mystery out of the way right quick. Here's how I'm hiding Joan Jett this week.
Thank you. walking the fine line between pagan and Christian.
Got myself a guitar, taught myself to play. That was the Runaways opening up the set with Wait For Me, the original, the real Fleetwood Mac. Someone's gonna get their head kicked in tonight, and yeah, that's probably the title for the week. Van Halen followed with their own little eruption, and Steve Vai brought up the rear with For the Love of God. That's a phrase that I heard a lot when I was growing up, and not really in a positive sort of way. We're gonna inundate you with some Billy now, but first, some advice from Frank.
Mike, go!
Weird sounds inside the gold mine.
Get the point, radio!
Let's dang out!
test was won. Here come the devil doing 101 seconds. I'm a high-riding move man. I'm a high-riding move man. I'm a high-riding move man down the line. Let's drag it in. I'm a little fire, I'm a little man. I'm a little fire, I'm a little man. I'm a little fire, I'm a man down the line. Come on, yeah. Well, I've led an evil life. I do say, but I'll hide from the devil on judgment day. I'm a little fire, I'm a little man. I'm a little fire, I'm a little man. I'm a little fire, I'm a man down the line.
Inside, sticking to my soul like thorns upon a vine. Crooked floorboards, mining pride, specters of the past. They just won't let me rest when you lose the very best. I'm a walking, talking. Winds howling through the trees, in the dark here with all my memories. Slamming doors, voices sighing, hanging on the lover's cross. What I had was lost, oh, I have paid the cost. I'm a shadows all around me, what you put me through. Feel like I'm living a nightmare. You can burn this old house down, pour salt on the ground, but I'll never get over trust. I'm a walking, talking,
hands, I'm gonna clap my hands together. I got two legs, I'm gonna dance to heaven's door. I got one heart, I'm gonna fill it up with Jesus, and I ain't gonna think about trouble anymore. Well, now this whole world, sometimes it does get lonesome, and it's many a grown man has hung his head and cried. But down in your soul, there's one that won't desert you, and it's fine to have a savior by your side. Cause I got two hands, gonna clap my hands together. I got two legs, gonna dance to heaven's door. I got one heart, gonna fill it up with Jesus, and I ain't gonna think about trouble anymore. Now the Lord resides in a house of gold, and faith is the door, love is the key, and warm is the light pouring from his mighty window. And the light, my friend, that shines on you and me. Yeah, I got two hands, gonna clap my hands together. I got two legs, gonna dance to heaven's door. I got one heart, gonna fill it up with Jesus, and I ain't gonna think about trouble anymore. Morning, and I close my eyes, Lord, you fly my body home. I don't want my friends to cry no tears about me. I'll be bathing in the glory of the throne. Well, I got two hands, gonna clap my hands together. I got two legs, gonna dance to heaven's door. I got
Give me 5, 10, 15 hours there with you. That fool going home to his wife. Look at that fool, he never lays out all night. He doesn't know what it's like to be untrue. Wish I could have been that kind of fool. Look at that blue, have one drink, now he's heading home. Look at that blue, leaving that beautiful lady.
See, tonight I'm destined to talk after talk. The Hillbilly Hellcats opened up the set with our rockinest cat in town. Roscoe Penguin, do not feel jealous. You are the rockinest cats in this town. Mr. Gene Vincent followed with Race with the Devil. I think Gene won. Candy Kane, Walkin' Talkin' Haunted House. Wanda Jackson, Two Hands. Two. Count them two and don't let your mind wander. Ruth Brown, 5, 10, 15 hours, and we closed with Jerry Lee Lewis and Keith Richards. Yeah, they're still alive. Amazing. And together they did That Kind of Fool. We're going to scream at you, but then we're going to scream at you. Take it, Frank.
Mike, go!
Oh, no, I don't believe it.
Weird sounds inside the gold mine.
Get the point.
Rock ya!
to be alone.
So sad to be lonesome, much inconvenience to be alone. Well, it makes a man feel so good.
Older than water. Say, look here. What that? Look like your process took a recess. That's all right. At least I can afford to get one. You wearing one of them do-it-yourself jobs, eh? Say.
Yeah.
I wrote a song about you.
Let me hear it.
You sure you want to hear it?
I want to hear all of it. Never mind the tempo. You just shove on in there.
All right. You is one ugly child. Who can your mama be? Oh. I got another verse you want to hear?
Go ahead and sing it. Let me hear it, man. Lay it down there to me.
Well, if I was your daddy, I go and jump in the sea. No, I ain't gonna talk about you like that. After all, it wasn't your fault.
Look here.
Yeah.
I heard you had a new job, too.
Isn't that right?
You wanna hear what kind of job I heard that you had?
And what kind of job I got now?
Standing out in front of a doctor's office making people sick.
That's all right. I heard something about you, too.
You heard nothing about me?
Yes, I did. I heard that you were so ugly that when you cry, the tears run down the back of your head to keep from coming towards your face. Say.
Yeah.
I wonder what you would have been if you had a live.
What's that?
I said, I wonder what you would have been if you had a live.
You, wait a minute. You to say it again.
I said, I wonder what you would have been if you had to live.
Your daddy.
Hey there.
Yeah.
Did your mama ever have any children?
What?
Did your mama ever have any children?
I bet you your mama didn't raise no dummies either, did she?
She must have raised one. I'm up here with you. What that?
What size shoes you wear?
10 and a half.
Yeah.
All right.
I figured you was gonna say that. Your feet look like you got on violin cases.
Say now.
Yeah.
What Air Force you belong to?
The same one your daddy belonged to.
And also, I saw that propeller around your neck.
Hey, look here.
Yeah.
You got on a $35 bow tie.
Isn't that right?
$55 white shirt.
Uh-huh.
$150 coat.
Showing up.
$85 bell pants.
Yeah.
$65 pair shoes and no underwear.
That's all right. The reason I ain't wearing none of them, your wife couldn't afford the bound. Hey there.
Yeah.
I don't need you to play that thing.
You act like I can be replaced, huh?
There's other guitar players, you
ain't
know.
Ain't no more like me.
I know it. One like you is enough.
Now Bob's gonna testify.
Yeah, I'm gonna testify. You know, I hear we have some guests in the audience tonight. We got a man here that some of us know. All of us know Mr. Abby Hoffman's here booking with us tonight. I'd like to dedicate this song to Abby Hoffman. Little number called Framed. Yeah. Minding my own affair, when two policemen grabbed me, I was unaware. Says, "Your name Bob?" I said, "Why, sure." Well, then you the boy we've been looking for. I got framed. I got framed. I never do nothing wrong. You on the night of June 29th. Said I was home in bed. He said, "Jury, that boy's lying. I know I was a victim of some scoundrel's evil plan." When a stool pigeon walked in and said, "That's the man." I got framed. Denied the charges of robbing a liquor store. Denied the charges of carrying a 44. Denied the charges of vagrancy too. But when Judge Julius Hoffman walks down, sticks a joint in one pocket, some reds in the other, turns around to the jury and says, "Convict that hippie, he's an addict. What could I do? I got framed. I got framed. I got framed. Never do nothing, but I always get framed. I get blamed." There's one thing I know. The rain gotta fall to make that good grass grow. I ain't doing nothing wrong, just wanna have a little fun. Why's that man have to have me on the run? I get framed. I get framed. Framed. Never do nothing. But I always get framed. I get before I go. You are gonna reap just exactly what you sow. Ain't looking for trouble, just wanna do my thing. I'm telling you, man messes up almost everything. I get do nothing, but I always get framed. Blame. Well, I don't do nothing wrong, but I always get framed. I get blamed.
See what I mean? Talk after talk, 3 for 3. Big Brother and the Holding Company opened with combination of the two. Janice, you can sing to me day in, day out. I'll be happy. Barbecue Bob and the Rhythm Aces followed with Sad to Be Alone. You're never alone if you have barbecue. Bo Diddley and his buddy Jerome Green, they're signifying blues. Love that talking blues. And Canned Heat teaming up once again with John Lee Hooker. They did a little shout out to my late boss, Abby. Nice of you guys to do that. And amusingly, the song was called Framed. We're going to go run with the Beatles a bit, but first, Frank is going to get an ultimatum.
Mike, go!
I don't do publicity bawling for you anymore.
Weird sounds inside the gold mine.
Get the Point Radio!
skies, and there's a new voice crying, not afraid to die. Let the old world make believe it's blind and deaf and dumb, but nothing can change the shape of things to come. There are changes lying ahead in every road, and there are new thoughts ready and waiting to explode. When tomorrow is today, the bells may toll for some, but nothing can change the shape of things to come. Revolution sweeping it like a fresh new breeze. Let the old world make believe it's blind and deaf and dumb, but nothing can change the shape of things. Nothing can change the shape of things. Nothing can change the shape of things. Nothing can change the shape of things to come.
I was strolling down the sidewalk with my girl by my side, when a great big hunk of fella came and pushed me aside. I said, hey, bud, I suppose you think it's some kind of joke. The next thing I remember, he was jumping on my throat. With my last few breaths, I said, hey, bud, can't you see that you started bringing out the yellow in me? And me.
Egyptian. We'll be right back.
No, 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 it's not good night time. We've got another half hour of ass-kicking rock and blues with which to assail your very senses. The Beatles got back with Get Back. Paul McCartney's Come and Get It was recorded by Badfinger for Ringo's movie The Magic Christian. More movie music magic with Max Frost and the Troopers. The Shape of Things to Come from Wild in the Streets, and both those last two tracks are from Weird Sound's greatest hits, The Trogs. We've been playing some great Trog stuff every week. Here's this week's track, The Yella in Me, followed by the Bangles' Walk Like an Egyptian, and the Jefferson Airplane told us that poison oak is a natural food. Thank you, Grace. That was Eat Starch, Mom. Gonna get punky on ya. But first, Frank is gonna come back and give you a little bit of advice, followed by Frank giving you a little bit of advice.
Mike, go!
Unbind your mind, there is no time.
Weird Sounds Inside the Gold Mind.
Get the Point Radio.
Brown shoes, don't make it. Brown shoes, don't make it. Quit school, why fake it? Brown shoes, don't make it.
TV dinner by the pool.
He's a bummer, he's a bummer. Every summer, be a loyal plastic robot for a world that doesn't care.
Smile at every ugly. Shine on your shoes and cut your hair.
Be a jerk.
Go to work.
Be a jerk.
Go to work.
Be a jerk.
Go to work.
Be a jerk.
Do
your job and do it right.
Nice and warm.
TV tonight.
Do you love it? Do you hate it? There it is, the way you made it. Why?
Baby, 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 baby.
only 13, and she knows how to nasty.
She's a dirty young mind, corrupted, downloaded. Well, she's working today, and right here she gets loaded.
If she were my daughter, I'd...
What would you do, Daddy?
If she were my daughter, I'd...
What would you do, Daddy?
If she were my daughter, I'd...
What would you do, Daddy?
Smother my daughter in chocolate syrup.
On the phone,
gotta meet the gurneys and a dozen gray attorneys.
TV dinner by the pool. I'm so glad I finished school.
I do the things that you want me to.
Guitar broke. No, we won't play Ride. We won't play anything. We'll play the theme from the Dinosaur Show. Who wants to be Dinosaur? Whose alter ego is Dinosaur? Oh, his fist didn't go up so quickly this time. Yawn. 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 Put them headphones on, it's bebop time. I want to tell you a story about the last time I was in Portland. The night before we played at the Long Goodbye, I was walking on the street about 10:30 at night. A lot of people go to bed around here at 10:30 at night. And well, I was walking along and suddenly these jocks in this bright blue pickup drove up. That KC lights, tractor tires, everything but the CB. It was a life-size Hot Wheels car for some dumb rich kid, right? Well, they drove up to me and they yelled what dumb rich kids usually yell. Hey, faggot! And showered me with some water. So, I stood there thinking, what a bunch of fuckheads, and picked up a rock. Now, I waited, walked out about a block to where the Kentucky Fried Chicken is on Burnside, and sure enough, they drove around again. They said, hey, faggot, where's the nearest McDonald's? I said, I don't know, and they squirted me again. So I threw the rock and put a nice-sized dent in their giant Hot Wheels car. They screeched to a halt in the parking lot of some department store's name I don't remember. It's up the street from Fred Meyer. And they got out their clubs, and they ran after me. Yeah, we're gonna kill you, goddamn faggot! We're gonna kill you, motherfucker! So I got in the phone booth by the Kentucky Fried Chicken on Burnside, held my legs straight out like this so they couldn't open the door to the phone booth. So they began charging the phone booth, beating on it with their club. Yelled, we're gonna kill you, motherfucker! We're gonna kill you, you goddamn faggot! I just looked at them. So, there was a crowd gathering by this time, and these kids were standing nearby, and they said, oh, look at him! He's insane! I thought, aha! Here's my way out! I yelled at them, take me to a mental hospital right away! I want to be put away! Please put me away! Come on, call the cops and put me away! Please put me away now! They said, all right, faggot! We're calling the police! So they called the police. The cop comes out, and I go, ah, my savior, I'm away from these jocks. He opens up the door. Get out of there, you! Throws me up against the car, frisks me, shoves me in the back. Then he goes over to the jocks. Now what happened here? It looks like we're going to have to take him to jail, but we got to have the full story first. So the jocks, who had an ace in the hole. Ace in the hole. Take down on the base. A little bit down on the base. Yeah. Ace in the hole. They go, well, goddamn, this motherfucker put a dent in my truck. It's my $8,000 truck, right? So I got my club and went out and wanted to kill him. I want to kill him. Let me kill him. Goddamn, let me kill him. So the cop made them go home. And he drove me home. And he confiscated their club and my rock as further evidence. And I thought, so this is Oregon, huh? Tolerant Oregon. Ray, are you done with your guitar yet? He isn't done yet.
Kick off the jams, motherfucker!
Introduce the band to you, because they're doing a hell of a job. And I'd like to start over here on my left, regular hoodlum, leather jacket and all. Let's have a nice round of applause for Larry Wallace. Larry Wallace. And then over here, this bad dude holding down that bottom. That's Andy Calhoun on the bass. Give the bass man some. Give the bass man. And then, back there on them tubs, we stole this guy from the Softies. Just hijacked him. He's a bad dude. Now, if we all don't get together and give him a big round of applause, might come out there and beat everybody up. That's George Butler on the drums. Give George a little. And I'd like to thank everyone for everything that you all have done for me. Considering as much as I've fucked up. Remember, my name is Peter Frampton, and I will be back to see you again. Let's see if we can get this energy going here. let me be who I am. And let me kick out this band.
Frank Zappa and the Mothers of Invention informed us once again that brown shoes don't make it. I'm playing that song because I just bought me a pair of brown Vans. They made it to the bottom of my feet. The Ramones reminded us, I can't control myself. Actually, that's why we have Depends. The Dead Kennedys, Night of the Living Rednecks. We have a lot of songs tonight that really qualify for best title of the week. That's up there. Eat Starch Mom is up there. I still say somebody's going to get their head kicked in tonight. Probably wins. And we closed it all off with Wayne Kramer and the Pink Fairies covering Wayne Kramer's MC5 classic. Kick out the jams, motherfuckers. Ah, we got us some time to do this week's big babble. Quite frankly, I wasn't necessarily going to do one this week. We've done a few in the last couple of weeks, and they're all heartfelt. Then I woke up this morning, this meaning Saturday. We usually tape a day or two before air. And that unbelievable asshole, Donald Trump, the asshole in chief, just babbled out some more crap that has to be responded to. And I'm just the man to do it. He didn't get much pushback from his fellow Republicans running for president when he just said all of those really maliciously evil things about our friends south of the border. And finally, after a while, some folks kind of nudged a little bit, gave him a little bit of crap, but I guess he took that as the green light to say that John McCain, a man with whom I share very little in common politically, although I think he's a decent guy. He said that John McCain wasn't a war hero because he was captured by the North Vietnamese during the Vietnam War. Trump said he likes people who weren't captured. Damn, I wish they captured you, pal. Yeah, we throw the word hero around a lot. And let's just get past that. We do call too many people heroes when they're just doing their job. Valiantly, but doing their job nonetheless. That doesn't necessarily make you a hero. However, I think spending all that time in a North Vietnamese POW camp and not taking the opportunity to get out during the first prisoner of war release, I think that makes you a hero. Donald Trump, maybe you're running for president to make the world a better place. You can do it a lot faster and with a lot less trouble if you just drop dead. That would make the world a better place. Your mileage may vary. I'm Mike Gold. I'm proud of that statement. And we'll be back next week. Same batshit time, same batshit channel right here on Weird Sounds Inside the Goldmine at getthepointradio.com. Jello Biafra was the lead singer of the Dead Kennedys. You just heard from them. Now you're going to hear from him. Don't mess with my toot toot. Take us home, Jello. Don't mess with my toot toot. You can have the other one.
Come to the end of another fun-filled episode of
Weird Sounds Inside the Gold Mine.
He sure got some funny ideas about fun.
You bet my sweet ass.
This has been an arrogant MGMS production, which is solely irresponsible for its content.
Get the Point Radio.